Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's Parish Church Knock in East Belfast. The last time morning service came from this church was the occasion of celebration for the Platinum Jubilee of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Today is very different. It is one of immense sadness following Her Majesty's death on Thursday afternoon at Balmoral. Her life was truly dedicated to serve faithfully right to the end, demonstrated in the appointing of her 15th Prime Minister on Tuesday. These days are ones of profound sorrow and mourning, as will be reflected in this service of Holy Communion, which began with Henry Purcell's introit, Thou Knowest, Lord, often sung at royal funerals. Throughout the many changes and challenges during the past 70 years, the Queen's dedication to serve people as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ remained constant. She was a servant to our nation and the Commonwealth. The Queen was the only monarch that many of us, including myself, can remember. Her commitment and words conveyed stability and hope, and they provided a focus to keep going and not give up, not despair, even in the worst of moments. The Queen's dedication to duty was greatly sustained by her strong Christian faith, which was firmly rooted in the hope of the resurrection. May her powerful example inspire us this day and in the days to come, as we remember with gratitude the life and long reign of Queen Elizabeth II, we sing our first hymn, O God, our help in ages past. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these in the laws of our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Collect for today. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Psalm number 90, verses 1 to 10.